And Alderman Nelson has some issues.
Yeah, I do.
Well, do you want to do this?
Go ahead.
Or do you want to just table?
Well, I'll make a motion to table it to the next meeting, but the Alderman Nelson at this point should be put on record, I think.
Okay.
Just one thing that I guess we didn't have clarified or wasn't really brought up at the Parks Commission meeting was, and when you sit back and you kind of think about things after the fact, how they rolled out, is the t-shirt program. I like the fact there's ambassadors. It makes sense. It's needed. However, I believe that, and again, with I didn't know the Kayla's crew also was defunct or whatever, but we don't want to. I believe we, as a city of Franklin up here, don't want to be handing out t-shirts or being responsible for who gets them, because here's my question, my concern is, if somebody gets a t-shirt, now they're an ambassador, they get fired, they get whatever, we don't want to be controlling that for liability. If somebody does something really bad, horrible, we want to have who's ever checking them. I understand we're going to do backgrounds. Excellent. But as far as whatever the t-shirts part, if we are paying for them, but as far as accountability, assignment, I'd like to see that put on the woman running it.
I mean, the reality is, Your Honor, there's a lot of sick people out there. We know that. And here's a playground with children, and somebody gets a hold of a t-shirt, then, and we're the ones that are dishing them out. I don't want that. I mean, and so I don't know if we should be really commingling city dollars with this private organization. So, I mean, I know you're saying out of volunteer recognition and that, that's fine, but if that's the way you want to go, I think that it just could get blurry, and if something's happened, I don't want it on my conscience. And there, like I said, there are individuals out there that are predators that look for these types of things, and, you know, I really didn't think about that when I was reading it, but, you know, here we have a person in law enforcement for 25 years. This is stuff that he catches and thinks about. And so I think we got to take it under consideration. So I think tabling this and taking a step back and getting some clarity is what I like to do.
Okay. If you guys want to do your own independent research, this is modeled purely after the Kenosha Dream Playground Ambassador Program. Alderman Mayor.
I just want to add something in here. As we go through this then, if we table it, as we're discussing it or considering it, I think if we do establish this program, I think it would be a good idea for them to take stats at the park, how many people are there, how far they come, how often they come, you know, so that we have something to go with, because right now we don't.
Reporting.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to table to the next meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is there a second?
No, there wasn't a second.
Is there a second in the motion?
I'll second.
Oh, okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, Alderman Taylor.
I just, I'm just a separate roll call. I have a philosophical issue with the League of Municipalities on a number of things, so I'm not going to support this.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no abstentions. We did item G2. We'll move on to item G3 on page 79. Status regarding Ballpark Commons. Mr. Fuchs, thanks for pinch hitting, as it were.
You're welcome.
I mean, at pinch hitting the previous item.
The council action includes a status update for the entire Ballpark Commons development. It includes all the approvals that have been granted since March. Staff really primarily wanted to bring this forward and discuss the milestones and the status of those. There are a few that still need to be addressed. The applicant is continuing to request funds from the TIF district. So before the most recent staff approving the most recent request, we want to bring forward and let the council know where the milestones were at. So there, the remaining items. There is the one is the C1 building general contractor selection. We do not have a signed contract for who that is. The apartment buildings, we do not have the approved financing, and the building permit has not yet been approved by the city. And the C1 building, we are still waiting for the approved financing. So those are the outstanding items we wanted to bring forward to the council, make you aware of prior to issuing the latest request, which was for a little over $1.5 million.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, can we have developers here. Can we get an update? I mean, first one says July 16th. Is that still on track to be July 16th?
Let's do this. Is there a motion to suspend?
Suspend. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
He needs a mic.
Dick, come on up. Just have a seat. That way you can share a microphone.
Thank you. For your record, I'm Richard Lincoln, 761 East Lexington Boulevard in Whitefish Bay, here representing the Ballpark Commons development team along with Greg Marcel. If I can just update you on a couple of these. The first bullet, what we call Building C1, which is the office retail building north of Rawson that will have Wheeland Sprocket on the ground floor and Mr. Zimmerman's companies and Mr. Marzo's company as office tenants. The general construction contract with Stevens Construction is, I believe, will be signed tonight. And it's a document that's about an inch thick, so it'll take me a day or so to get copies to Mr. Fuchs, but we will have that within the next day or so. With regard to the apartment financing, I dropped off on Friday a commitment that we have from Old National Bank for the financing of the 212 apartments. I wasn't able to get it to Nick prior to when he had to submit the report. And then on the last bullet, our intention, given the signed construction contract, is that we're going to start construction on the office retail building early next week.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Ned? I would just note that, staff is continuing to work with the applicant. We are meeting with them on a regular basis. I believe they are working on addressing these items. We did get the financial commitment on the apartments. It's not the signed copy, so we still need it signed. Otherwise, we're not objecting to the release of the funds that are being requested, but like I said, wanted to bring the council up to date.
Any questions for Mr. Fuchs? Alderman Mayer.
The second item about the lights, the visors, they were installed. Any updates on that? They were installed but not inspected yet. Is that still correct?
Planning staff and inspection staff are coordinating who is going to go out there and make that inspection, but I anticipate that to happen soon.
Okay, and what's the procedure if they don't meet the requirements?
The applicant would have to make those adjustments to meet the plans. They did submit, the applicant provided the plans of the shields that were installed and the a letter from the third-party installer saying they did install them per those plans.
Okay, and so the plans met the requirements, at least on paper, everything met the requirements.
Correct. Staff literally just needs to go out and take a look and basically count the shields and make sure they're on there.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Dandruff.
So, Nick, we've received the draw request from the title company for the requested funds?
Correct.
Okay, so we're just holding off to give the title company the authorization and then they'll wire the funds to the builder?
Correct. With council's direction, staff would follow through with that, the release of those funds tomorrow.
Okay, so it would happen tomorrow, and it looks like by the end of the, within the next day or two, we should have the majority of the pertinent information.
Correct. At least it sounds like the general contractor contract for C1. It would just still be the apartment financing, which it looks like that's in the works or nearing completion, and then the financing for C1 would be the remaining item.
And they said they have the financing for C1?
For the apartments.
For the apartments.
I'm looking at bullet point 4.
Mr. Lincoln, is there financing in place for C1?
The equity is in place. We're finalizing the debt side.
In progress.
But in the meantime, we intend to start construction.
That's risky.
Yes. So,
this whole project.
Well, Mark has the floor. Mark has it still. I don't want to interrupt
anybody. So,
Alderman. Well, you called on Mark. I interrupted.
Alderman Taylor.
So on G1, you have that's the first bullet point is taken care of. Correct. That's going to be Stevenson's, right? Number two is the lights. We just have to go out the shields. We have to go out there and count them. Three, we got the financing in place. Just we need a signed document. And when it comes to four, we don't have the financing, but we are pretty much it's coming, and you're going to break ground on it, which is risky without having the finance. But you're obviously you're pretty confident you're going to get it. Okay, I'll make a motion to do we have to go back to the regular order of business first? So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Motion direct staff to authorize disbursement of funds in the amount of $1,510,403.35 and receive and file the staff's report at Ballpark Commons Development.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, Alderman Taylor, that second item includes taking light measurements.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Move on to G4, which is Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Idle Sites Redevelopment Program. Mr. Fuchs.
Again, this is for the Ballpark Commons development. The developer has requested that the city apply for the WEDC Idle Sites Grant. That is a grant that only cities and other governmental organizations can apply for. So they're asking that the city apply for it and then provide the grant funds back to the developer. Essentially, this would be, and per the applicant, for infrastructure costs beyond what the city is paid for.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'll make a motion to approve certain city staff to apply for the funding contingent upon review by the city attorney.
Second.
Okay, just one question. This is buying down Ballpark Commons debt, or is this paying down our TIT?
Review by the city attorney.
It's going in your pocket, isn't it? Or you're going to use it as working capital?
It's only for costs that we incur above and beyond the amount of the TIF funding. And it's a 25% match. So in order to obtain the entire $500,000, we've got to spend $2 million above and beyond the TIF funds.
Let's not do $2 million over for all of our benefits. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
The reality is it's on a landfill. So, I mean, for there to not be continued costs, just look at the first, look at what's sitting there now. That was supposed to be a $3 million development that turned into $10 million. Why was that? Just because you wanted to spend money? No, because there was increased cost.
Okay. Move on to G5 on page 80. Oh, I'm sorry. Motion carries. G5, resolution imposing constrictions for special use for road and stormwater management within the floodplain on 10100 South 76th Street in Newman Developments.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G6, the resolution authorized construction of a public street and trail on some natural resources features at Newman Development.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying
aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 is a resolution on page 127 to accept the conservation easement for Julie Christian Church.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G8 is a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for special use for weekly worship at 11311 West Forest Home Avenue for Root River Church.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 on 155 is the senior travel.
Motion receive and place on file.
Second.
Just one point on that. If we could get more stats of how many seniors take participation in these events. We used to get that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could get that included next time.
Over 300.
Yeah, but which ones? Which programs?
Residents. Those with special needs.
We used to get a lot more,
Yeah, we used to get more stats.
Yeah, we used to get a lot more.
How many attended each program, and how many of them were the same repeat customers, and how many of them were new?
That should be a requirement of this if it's going to have city dollars involved.
Yes, exactly.
Mr. Laverta is shaking his head up and down. Did we vote?
I'll follow up.
Thank you.
Did we vote on it?
And if we need a supplemental document that can come to see where we're at, so we don't have to wait till the next report, that'd be helpful, too. That could be just emailed to us.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is the Community Development Block Grant Program Projections for 2019.
Motion to approve what staff has recommended, which is the second motion.
Okay. Is everybody clear?
Yeah.
Is there a second? Mm-hmm.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is a conditionally approving a plat for Aspen Woods at Putin 51st Street.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12, there's an alternate motion at your place. It's for conservation easement for an approval for a final plat for Aspen Woods. Mr. City Attorney.
Short version of what is before you as amended this evening is that there exist two prior conservation easements, and both were recorded in 2006 as part of prior CSM approvals. One has four areas on the entirety of this land that's subject to the Aspen Woods plat. And a second one has one area on that property. There was a natural resources protection plan prepared and completed earlier this year. Some of those natural resource features, such as wetlands, have changed in size, and some are no longer natural resource features qualifying for a conservation easement. So in order to avoid confusion in the future and persons reviewing records for this property and what's the protected areas for natural resource purposes, the thought was within one approval to approve as recommended by staff the new conservation easement and the resolution now with the highlighted added provisions states that the Natural Resources Protection Plan is current, updated with this new conservation easement, which is based thereon. There is no longer any need for the two prior conservation easements. And so in conjunction with approving this conservation easement, the prior two conservation easements are released, waived, and vacated. And then the agreement itself will make, the current conservation agreement will make reference to the release, the waiver, and vacation of the prior easements for clarity of the real property records.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Does that touch on or do anything to the setbacks on page 196 and 197 that show the actually building setbacks are in the lot? I thought we weren't going to put the setbacks in the lots of the wetlands anymore, and I'm looking at 96. Page 96.
Staff does try to work with developer and recommend, and you know, we tried to do the best we can to make sure that the wetland setbacks are off of lots if we can, if that can be avoided. We'll work with the developer in this case. And look in this document, it is the conservation easement is only including the 30-foot buffer. So the setbacks are protected per the Unified Development Ordinance, but they are not part of this conservation easement document.
Right. So who and how will those be enforced on those lots in the future? Probably won't be able to. I mean, people will be planting and swing sets, and which is not allowed in the building setback of the no-build zone. Correct? It's
those the setbacks are included on the plats. If a survey is done when the homes are being built, the setbacks will be shown. But yes, the city's had encroachments into those areas in the past.
It's going to be another one of these where it'll be a concern, or we won't be able to keep people from planting in there. But I guess